broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. I'd like to play something with you today. It's a kind of a game, a go-stop-go game. And some of my friends made a tape for me, a little tape like this. It's of music. And they played the music, and then they stopped playing, and then they played it again. And they said, just listen to the music, and whenever we play, you move around, and whenever we stop, you stop. And then when we play again, you move around again. So let's just try that. Let's see if I can work it now. Whenever the music plays, we'll move around. And whenever it stops, we'll stop. It's hard, isn't it? Did you stop? Well, there it is. Now, you get the idea. So I think I'll try playing something on the piano for you, and you do the go, stop, go. So when I play, you move, and when I stop playing, you stop moving, all right? Did you stop? You know, I have a friend who doesn't move many parts of his body, but he can move his eyes around really well, like this. So when I play that game with him, he moves his eyes during the music, like that. And there's the phone. And when I stop playing, then he makes his eyes stay real still. Let's see who this is. Hello? Oh, yes, hi, how are you, Marlon? Good. Yes, we were doing a go-stop-go musical game. It is good exercise, yeah. Sure, if you have time. I'd be glad to come over there. All right, see you in a little while. That was Marlon Barnett, and she wondered if we'd like to come over to her school. She usually comes here, you know, but she thought you might like to see where she works. She not only teaches exercise at her school, she's the principal, too. So, let's just go over to Marlon Barnett's neighborhood school. Come along. Here we are. Let's go in. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. Glad you can make it.
I'm glad to be here. What a beautiful school you have.
It is a wonderful school, and the learning that takes place, it's really great for children.
That's the most important part of
a
school.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what are these?
These are fire alarm bells.
Oh, do you have fire drills here?
As a matter of fact, we're having a fire drill today.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but let's catch this physical education class.
Okay.
So
physical
we can exercise.
Ed. Oh.
Yes.
Is it in the gym?
Yes, it is.
Oh, let's go.
You know we enjoy exercises.
We do, you and I together.
Come on, Corey. Pump your feet. We're warmed up.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
We came in a good time. You're all warmed up.
We just finished.
Great. I have someone I'd like you to meet. Mr. Sauer, this is Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
These
Mr.
are the
Sauer.
First grade students.
Hi, glad to meet you.
Hi.
Would you like to learn some new stretches?
Yes.
Yes, we would.
Great.
Could I join the class?
Please do.
Okay. Is it all right if I stand in here? Between you? Thank you.
Okay, stretch your arms way out. Really stretch. They're way out. Good. Now let's follow me. Stretch way out, moving slowly. Great. Feel that stretch? Now back to center. And stretch the other way. Really stretching. Good. Keep those arms straight. Back to center. Let's try that again. Stretch. Relax those legs. Don't have your legs real stiff. That's it. Now the arms are out. Legs are still flexed. We're going to rotate those shoulders and arms. Forward, two, three, four. That's good job. Two, three, four, and front. Two, three, four, and back. Two, three, four. Look this way. Good. That's nice. And back. Stretch your arms out. That's it, Cindy. Two, three, four, and back. Two, three, four. Good. Shake out the shoulders just a little bit. Great. Now let's take one more exercise. This is to stretch those muscles in our neck. Head's here. Just follow me. Roll it forward, around, not to the back, and to the other side. And hold. That's great. Other side. Roll it back. We're just rolling it to the front. And hold. And roll, and hold, and roll. Well, that's our fire drill. Boys and girls, you want to line up for your fire drill? Very quiet. Orlando, you want to line up for the fire drill?
Are you coming?
No, I'm going to check on the rest of the classes, and I'll meet you outside.
Okay.
Nice job. Very nice job, boys and girls. The fire drill is over. Please ring the bell.
Thank you for letting me be part of this, Marla.
You're welcome. I'd like to show you my office now.
Oh, I'd like to go and see it.
Great.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great fire drill.
Thank you. We practice our fire drills every month. It's important that the students are able to listen so they can be safe in case we have a real fire.
Safe, yeah. I noticed you're talking on this. Who all do you talk with this thing?
A number of people. I may talk to cafeteria workers, to some of my teachers, to bus drivers, and anyone in the building.
Great. And so you leave it right there.
That's right.
Now, could I see your office?
Certainly. This is a desk. Most offices do have desks. And a fax machine and a computer.
Do you ever think you'd be a principal of a school?
You know, I always wanted to do something with education. I wasn't sure I'd be a principal, but I knew I wanted to be a teacher.
You always loved learning and teaching, did you?
Yes. Since I was a little girl, I used to play school all the time.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to have seen you as a little girl playing school.
That's right, but I found out now that in my job, the most important job of a principal is really to pull it all together and make sure that very good instruction is taking place in the building.
Learning.
That's right, for
learning
students.
And teaching together, huh?
That's right.
Oh, here's someone.
Oh, in fact, I have a teacher-principal conference coming up right now. We'll be talking about teaching and learning.
Oh, good. I'm Fred Rogers.
Hi, Marlene.
This is Mrs. Anayan.
Glad to meet you, Mrs. Anayan.
Nice to meet you.
Well, it's time for me to get back to my place.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. See you, Marlene. Bye.
Hi.
Glad to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
Hi.
Let's see.
The new asset we were working on with the critical thinking and
yes.
The problem solving.
Let's go back to my place. Now that's what schools are meant to be. Everybody working together for the children and their families. I'm very glad to be one of Marlon Barnett's neighbors. Very glad. Let's have some make-believe. I'll just set up the model. We haven't used the model for a while, so there's the castle. Who lives in the castle? In the factory? Who works in the factory? Put the trolley there. The tree. Who lives in the tree? Deer? Henrietta? An X, the owl? What about the museum go-round? This is Lady Elaine's, isn't it? And the platypus mound? And Daniel's clock. Now, last time, we pretended that there was a fire in the platypus mound. Nobody was in there, but there was a lot of smoke coming out. And Lady Elaine used her squirting hose to help put the fire out. So let's make believe some more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe.
Yes, everyone seems to be fine. That's for sure.
Smoke and fire can be very scary.
Oh, I agree. Do you know how it started?
Oh, it was in the kitchen, but I know Anna didn't do it. She's been visiting friends at their camp the whole week.
Oh. Well, I hope these things will help.
Oh, what are they?
They're supplies for Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean from everyone in Westwood.
You're really good neighbors. Mm.
When anybody's in trouble, we try to do what we can.
Oh, here comes Daddy.
Tuesday and neighbor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, Daddy.
Friday. You've heard about the fire, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, we have, sire.
And the splendid volunteer fire people.
They put out the fire quickly.
We put out the fire quickly.
Oh, yes, you yourself are part of the volunteer department.
I am the head of it, and I am prepared to make an award presentation.
Well, where will you do that, Daddy?
At the scene of the fire.
Oh, I was just going over there myself.
Be sure that Lady Elaine Fairchild will be there with her squirting hose.
I'll do my best, sire.
Very good. Are those supplies for food for the world?
Oh, no, King Friday. They're for the platypus family from everyone in Westwood.
Excellent response. Good neighbors.
Oh, thank you, sire.
We shall meet at the platypus place in 4 1/2.
Very good, sire.
Farewell.
Platypus place in 4 1/2.
Daddy loves to present awards.
I guess he likes to tell people they've done a good job. I'd better go tell Lady Elaine.
I'm going to school.
You like school, don't you?
I love school. I like to learn stuff.
I'm proud of you, Tuesday.
I-P-O-Y.
Excuse me?
I-P-O-Y.
I-P-O-Y. What does that mean, I-P-O-Y?
I'm proud of you.
Hey, thanks. See you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I-P-O-Y. I hope that you are proud of you, too.
You must have heard about the fire.
I certainly did. Congratulations.
I'm glad I had the hose and the water.
Oh, I am too. Where are Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean? Do you know?
They've been staying with me till we could get them some supplies.
You mean things like this?
Where did you find these?
In Westwood.
Dr. Bill, EJ, come out here.
Hello, Elsie Jean. Hello, Dr. Bill.
Wait
how are you
till
doing?
You see what our neighbors from Westwood brought you.
We thought that these supplies might come in handy.
Oh, they're lovely. Oh, hey, look at the good fruit. What do we need? Oh, thank you so much, Neighbor Aber.
You're most certainly welcome. Could I help you get resettled over at your home?
Aye, that would be very nice. Be wonderful.
Well, good. King Friday wants to see you all over at the mound anyway.
Even me?
Especially you, Lady Elaine.
Uh-oh.
But you've been a wonderful help, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'm your neighbor, Toots.
Aye, and you squirted out our fire, and you took us in.
Let's go on over. In fact, I see somebody over there already. Incidentally, Lady Elaine, yeah. You're supposed to bring your squirting hose.
Okay, see you all there.
Huh? All right.
We'll be there in a minute.
It looks excellent, Mayor Maggie.
We specialize in restoration.
And I specialize in awards.
Oh,
oh, here they are. Hi, Mayor Maggie.
Hello.
It's you over here.
It looks lovely.
Yeah.
You're Maggie.
Westwood neighbors like to be of help.
That's for sure. Should we put the supplies inside?
Oh, that'd be great. Here, I'll help too. Oh, look at the fresh.
Don't these look delicious?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you like a hum?
Yeah.
I say a hum. This, of course, is an awards ceremony.
Of course.
Yes, I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Sire,
where is volunteer hose squirter Fairchild?
She said she'd be
here
right...
Here I am, Toots. Why do you want the hose and me?
Because you and your squirting hose are to receive an award.
An award for what?
For knowing when to turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, and turn it off.
Well, that was hard to learn.
The time has come. Fanfare, please, and a fairly long one at that.
What's he gonna do?
There, ladies and gentlemen, you see the award. You may applaud for the award.
Hooray!
You mean this is for me?
And so I, King Friday the 13th, do hereby present this Go Stop Go Award to Lady Elaine Fairchild for her splendid volunteer efforts in fire control. May you always squirt at just the right time.
Oh. Very nice. Very nice.
We're proud of you, Lady Elaine.
Hey, thanks, all of you. I never expected I'd get a Go Stop Go Award.
There's the trolley. I'll go let it know the news. See you all in a few.
Very good, and return for more of the ceremony.
Yes, King Friday gave a Go Stop Go Award to Lady Elaine. You do it too, Go Stop Go. That's right. Everybody needs some kind of help sometime.
So, King Friday gave Lady Elaine a Go Stop Go award because she knows now when to use her squirting hose and when not to use it. Mm-hmm. She has learned a good lesson and a helpful one. Isn't that wonderful how the Westwood neighbors and Lady Elaine helped the platypuses get their place ready to live in again? They are extra special neighbors. Whenever you do something to help somebody else, I'm proud of you too. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. And I know you would like some food, wouldn't you, fish? Well, here it is. Just enough to keep you healthy. Oh, let's see who's at the door. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
I have a surprise for you.
You always have the best surprises.
There it is.
It's a comb.
It's a comb.
Oh, do I need to comb my hair?
Oh, use it whenever you want. It's yours to keep.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And this is yours to see.
How people make combs.
That's right.
Oh, I'd like very much to see that. I've often wondered how people made these.
Well, we can put it in picture-picture, and I'll explain it, all right?
Very good. Let's do that.
All righty. Over to picture-picture. Combs just like this. There you go.
Thank you. Let's take a look at how people make combs.
When people make combs, they start with plastic pellets.
Blue pellets or blue comb?
That's it. And these pellets take a speedy ride up this vacuum hose and into this machine where they're melted. The melted plastic is put into a mold like this to form the combs.
Lots of combs in one mold, aren't there?
Oh, yes, there are.
Can almost see them inside there.
When the combs have cooled, this woman takes them out of the machine.
Oh, they're all connected. Isn't that interesting to look at?
It certainly is. But then she folds them over and they snap apart.
Look at all those blue combs.
And now it's time to put the finished combs into packages. This woman loads the machine with sheets of clear plastic. That will make the front part of the package. Little suction cups pull the sheets down and put them on the conveyor belt. And then this woman puts one comb on each plastic sheet. See?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she ever thinks about all the people who use those combs.
There sure are a lot of them. And now for the back of the package. It's made with white cardboard. And this part of the machine presses the front and back of the package together so the comb won't fall out. Up they go onto the conveyor belt. They're ready to be sent out to the stores where people can buy them. And that's how people make combs.
Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome.
Those combs.
Well, I'll return the tape, but you may keep the comb.
Thank you very much.
Are you still doing go, stop, go games?
Oh, yes. Earlier, I was at the piano playing, and my neighbor would go, and then I'd stop, and my neighbor would stop, and like that. Would you like to try something?
Well, I'll give it a try.
Sure, come along.
All right, you tell me what to do.
Yes, now, when I play, maybe you just make your hands move
all
somehow.
Right. All right.
And then when I stop, just stop them.
All right.
All right?
Oh, I have an idea.
What?
What about the speedy delivery song?
You mean I play it and...
And I'll sing it, and when you stop playing, I'll stop singing.
Oh, good, all right.
Okay, here we go. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to. Do you hear with speed? Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Good for you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I have more deliveries to make, so I'll say speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Alrighty.
What a pleasure to visit with you.
I enjoy visiting you. See you around the neighborhood.
And thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you. We're all growing and learning every day, aren't we? And I'm proud of every good thing that you want to do for others. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people